All right, good evening. This is Johnny Coffee. This is a Saturday night Bible study. I'm wearing my Camp Rhino t-shirt. This is my brother's ministry in South Africa, where he disciples, wins souls to Christ and disciples them and helps children. And it's an actual camp. You know, they have animals and stuff, you know. Giraffes or whatever. I don't know. I've never been to South Africa, but if you want to do something for that area of the world, look it up, pray about it. You get a free t-shirt for your support. This evening, we're going to be in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Now, Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God. And the peace of God will that passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus our Lord." Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Through Jesus Christ. Okay. That's one of my memory verses. And I'm still messing it up. Okay. The attitude of prayer, the issue of prayer, I'm kind of nervous, I guess. It's very important. I've had a lot on my mind, a lot on my heart lately, and I've been praying and reading commentaries on prayer. And I've been thinking about, you know, God. One of the things I mentioned about Christian life is the Christian life is a practical life. It's not sitting around you know, when we meditate on the word, we also work in, we do the things that we're meditating on. It's a working religion. It's a living religion, you know. And prayer is no different. Praying goes along with your life. As you live life, you have things to pray for. I want you to notice in verse 6, it says, "Be careful for nothing." That careful means full of care for nothing. It means don't worry, okay? It says don't worry. So what do I do if I don't want to worry? But in everything, that's the key, everything. A lot of times we don't pray or we don't take prayer seriously until some tragic happens, some catastrophe. And this verse says, in everything, pray. Notice that everything that comes up in your life, pray about it. Pray. It says, "By prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." One thing you need to know about prayer is, first, thank God for who He is. Thank God for what He's done. And thank God for what He's going to do. When you pray, the Bible says pray believing. It says believing. "And everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Believe your prayer. Everything, believe. You don't just thank God. And I think this thankfulness, I don't think the thankfulness is just thank the Lord for, you know, thank you. I think you should start. You should thank God for who He is. Thank Him for being all-powerful. Thank Him for caring. Thank Him for choosing you for salvation. Thank you for giving you a family, a church to associate with. Thank you for the friends. We need to spend the first moments, hours, whatever you pray, thanking God for everything you can think of. Don't take things for it. Prayers that have been answered in the past, thank God for those prayers. But not just that, thank God for the prayer that you're praying. Whatever you're praying for. If you're praying that someone gets saved, a lost loved one gets saved, thank Him for answering the prayer however He's going to answer the prayer before He answers the prayer. I have numerous prayer requests. One is the salvation of my stepbrother and his family. The other is the salvation of my father and his family, my stepmother and those types of people, all of those people. Please pray. I pray for the salvation of his brothers and sisters and those people. And I don't take for granted that people go to church, that they're born again. Just because people go to church does not mean they're born again. Okay, if they don't get evidence of salvation, they don't actually witness. You know, I have a hard time believing. I don't care how many times they go to church. If someone doesn't witness, doesn't speak Christ, and the Holy Spirit doesn't witness for a personal, on a personal one-on-one level, I have a hard time believing that person is born again. Because I know since 1996, I may not have always spoke out for Christ, but I always knew that the Holy Spirit was in me, bugging me to do that. Okay, that's part of being a, you know, you're not going to do everything that you're supposed to do, okay? And you're not going to always do what Christ tells you to do, but you will always be convicted when you don't do it, okay? Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, that's intense prayer, and thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Now look at 1 Thessalonians 5:16. Let's look at that. It's weird, these little books, it's so hard to find. 1 Thessalonians 5:16, it says, rejoice evermore. And 17 says, pray without ceasing. Let me give you the key to prayer. If you're worrying, and the key to anxiety, if you're worried about something, pray. And don't just pray and then get up and still worry about it. Pray until you stop worrying. A lot of times, it says in verse 7, it says, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Where does this peace come from? This peace comes from you praying without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. In other words, if you got something on your heart, if you're worried about your somebody going to hell, if you're worried about somebody not being saved, if you're worried about someone being on drugs, if you're worried about, you know, your son's a drug addict, or maybe he's immoral, somebody's living in fornication, not married, whatever the situation is, go to God in prayer. Pray. Just pray, and don't stop praying until you have peace. Don't pretend. Don't get down for 10 minutes and pray and get up and go, well, I know God knows it. God has this all handled and worked out. Don't do that. Stay praying. Get in your closet, get on your bed, get on your knees, whatever it is you can do to pray. Pray until God gives you peace about your prayer. Quit playing games. We need to quit playing games when it comes to God's word and the Christian life. If you want to have a deeper relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, do what he says. Don't pretend to do what he says. Don't have a 10-minute devotional if you need to have an hour. Don't have a 10-minute prayer meeting if you need to have an hour. Pray until you have peace about that. Pray. Stay on your knees. Stay praying until you get up. When you get up, you don't know what he's going to do. You don't know if he's going to answer the prayer the way you want it answered. But stay praying until when you get up, you go, I've prayed and I've talked to God. And I know God's going to do what God wants to do. I know God's going to answer that prayer. In some form or fashion, God will answer that prayer. And you can live the rest of that day knowing. And if you get through half the day and you start worrying about it again, pray. Start praying. If you get to the end of the night, you start worrying about it again, pray. Stop and pray. Don't let the night go. Just stop and pray. Go, oh, I need to go to the bathroom or something. Go to the bathroom and pray. Lock yourself in there. Whatever you got to do. That's the only thing I know how to say and do that is pray. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. John 16. Let's look at John 6. John 16:23. It's one of my other Bible verses, memory verses. John 16. Let's look at this. John 16. 1624. I knew it. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Hitherto means until now. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. Why do you not have joy in your life? Unanswered prayer. Why is that? You're like, oh God, give me $1 million. I'll be happy. God, give me a... That's not what it's about. What is the Christian life about? What is our Christian life about? It's about us having a relationship with God. Never forget that. I don't care if you're talking about prayer. I don't care if you're talking about evangelism. I don't care if you're talking about your relationship with your mom and dad. I don't care if you're talking about what you should do for a future. Your entire Christian life is about your relationship with God. It starts with God and it ends with God. Your evangelism starts with God, ends with God. Your marriage starts with God, ends with God. You put anything else in that equation, it's going to fall apart. Believe me, I know. If you put anyone, you put your kids before God, it's going to fall apart. You put your wife before God, it's going to fall apart. You start with God, you end with God. Your entire life is God. And inside God, I am in Christ. Christ is in me. I'm following Christ. Christ says, they asked Jesus Christ, what is the first commandment in the law? Jesus said to him, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. The second is likened it, love thy neighbor as thyself. Start with God. Love God. That goes into loving your neighbor. Who's your neighbor? Well, I'd say if you're married, your first neighbor would be your wife. Your second neighbor would be your kids. Third neighbor would be grandparents. You see where I'm going with this? Your next neighbor might be the person across the street. Your other neighbor would be the people you go to church with. Your next neighbor would be the people you run into at Walmart. Your next neighbor would be people you go to school with, you go to work with. Pray without ceasing. Why does the Bible say pray without ceasing? Because every one of those relationships need prayer. Every one of those relationships. Think about this. Lost my place. Philippians 4, 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing. What do we worry about? We worry about our relationship with God. We worry about our relationship with our spouse. We worry about our relationship with our kids. We worry about our relationship with our neighbors. We worry about our relationship with our coworkers. We worry about our relationship with church people, other Christians. You get the relationship with God straightened out, and it will take care of the relationships. It'll take care of all those. And it's not good. You can't control people. You worry about your relationship with God the Father, and that relationship will bleed over into other things. And where does the relationship with God the Father? How does that start? How do you continue having a great relationship with God the Father? How do you know God the Father? Prayer, reading the Bible. Obedience to the Scriptures and prayer, which is obedience to the Scriptures. See how it's a circular thing there? Okay, you pray to understand the Scriptures. You understand the Scriptures and you obey them, and they tell you to pray. It's very simple. It's very simple. There's basic. Read the Bible, pray, talk to people about Christ. In other words, witness. Those are the basics. But those basics expand. In the Christian life, it expands. Your life expands. You will think, okay, I need to do this. Step one, step two, step three. And then the next thing you know, you're like, well, you know, you get kind of bogged down. And you're like, what am I supposed to do? What's God's will for my life? What is, you know, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, make your requests known unto God. Make your requests. Hitherto have you asked nothing in my name. Ask that you may receive and your joy may be full. Guys, God's got the plan. He's like, ask, pray. But we don't take the time to pray. If you're anxious about things, pray. Worried, pray. Concerned. We like to use that word because Christians don't worry. We're concerned. Pray. I have something right now on my plate. Something's huge. Something just, I'm up at night. I can't sleep. It's enormous. And I'm stressed. And I've prayed the last week and a half, 2 weeks. I have prayed so much. And I don't want to just talk. I don't want to just say things. I don't want to just speak words out of my mouth. I want to know that I'm talking to the God of the universe and he's listening to me. You know? Like when my kid comes up to me and he's like, Dad, what do I do about this girl? Or what do I do about school? I want to know that God the Father's listening to me like that. A couple weeks ago, my kid, well, it's been about 2 months, I guess. And I may have gave this illustration, but he told me, he's like, Dad, you know something? With all the problems you have, you're bipolar and all this stuff. He says, with all that going on, he says, this is still the most comfortable, safe place I know. Because he says, I know no matter what happens in my life, no matter what I go through, no matter what I do, no matter whether I get strung out on drugs or whether I get in a bad relationship or I do whatever I do, he says, I know that I will be able to call you on the telephone and you'll be sober. You won't be on drugs. You won't be high. I know that for a fact. He says, I know I can trust you to be there for me. And that means a lot to me, you know. My kids know that I'm there for them. They know they can count on me. They know that they don't have to worry about me doing something goofy and not being able to, you know, he calls me up on the phone. He needs me to come pick him up. I'm not going to be like, well, I just drank a beer. I can't come get you. And you're like, well, what does this have to do? Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. My son knows that when he calls me, I'm going to do everything in my power to answer the phone and to be there for him. God of the universe isn't me. He doesn't make mistakes. He doesn't have a chip on his shoulder. He doesn't resent me for being alive. He's all powerful. He can answer any question I have. He can be there for me 24/7. The reason that we do not have, the reason that we worry, is because we do not ask God for the things that we need. And we do not ask with the right attitude and the right heart. What have we talked about before in James? James says, James 1:8 says, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Look in verse 5, it says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and he shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You want the main reasons why we worry so much? And we don't pray? Because we're unstable. See, we're not praying
because we want God to answer the prayer. We're not praying because we know He's not going to answer it the way we want to answer it. See, most of the times when we're praying about something, especially something's hard and difficult, we're praying because we want God to fix something that we've already messed up. Or we want God to answer it our way, you know? You have to, when you go to God in prayer, you have to have faith and you have to be willing to say, God, however you answer this prayer, I want you to answer that prayer. I have faith that you're going to make the right decision. I have faith that you can answer this prayer. I know for a fact that my mother, when she was younger, and she prayed that me and my brother would be protected, and then we wouldn't become drunks and alcoholics like our stepfather, and we wouldn't go through that. We wouldn't be the kind of man that he was. That we wouldn't be, you know, that our kids wouldn't be drug addicts, and our kids wouldn't be raised with alcohol. You know, I mean, most of my life has just been, you know, when I was a kid, that's all I saw was drinking and drugs and all that junk. And, and things I can't even talk about. I know when she prayed those prayers that she didn't expect one of them to end up being a missionary and being in South Africa. You know? And taking all the grandkids to South Africa. And I know she didn't expect me, you know. I actually went through some of that stuff before God saved me. And then some of it after I got saved. But see, we got to be willing for God to answer the prayers the way He wants to answer the prayers. Not the way we want them answered. Let no man say, or I'm turning and turn back. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You notice this is be not worried. And then it starts with be not worried. Don't be worried. And then it ends. How's it end? It ends with, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds. Where do you worry? You worry in your mind, right? He says the peace of God will keep your heart and mind. That's how you know you need to pray. Anytime you feel stressed, anytime you feel anxious, anytime you think, if you feel overjoyed, we shouldn't just come to God when we're feeling anxious. We should thank Him. Just pray. When the Bible says pray without ceasing, it's not just talking about keep being on your knees and praying. It's also talking about being in an attitude of prayer. Remember, the Christian life is about your relationship with God. Evangelism is about you trying to help somebody else have a relationship with God. That's all it is, okay? You're sharing Christ so that they can have a relationship with God, right? We don't want people to go to hell. We want people to go to heaven. How is that? They have a relationship with God. They trust Christ. And what He did on the cross, Jesus Christ died on the cross, and 3 days later He rose again. And we believe that He died for our sins, and that gives us eternal life. What is eternal life? Jesus Christ is eternal life, okay? Jesus Christ is eternal life. And once you have Jesus Christ, who is eternal life, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, make your requests known to God. Why? Because we're trying to build a relationship. God wants to have a personal relationship with us. Okay? How do you have a personal relationship? You speak. You talk. You communicate. You read the Word of God. It's God speaking to you. And He speaks through His Spirit. But He always goes through the Word. Okay, he always goes through the word. Anything, even if you get, oh, I feel God's telling me to do this, better make sure that it doesn't contradict the word. Because if it doesn't, if it contradicts the word, then it's not him. Okay? Pray without ceasing. As the day goes, you know, the things that you've meditated on in the word of God, pray. Pray for those things. Pray about those things. Pray for everything that comes up. You gotta buy a new house. You're worried about that. Your kids, pray. Just talk to God about it. Like you would if you were going to your house. Your mom and dad, if you go to your mom and dad, your brother, whoever, for advice, guys, that's prayer. Speak to your heavenly father. Go to him like you would an earthly father. You know? Don't do it flippantly, but realize that he's there. He wants you to speak to him. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. It starts with worrying. It pushes you to pray. And you pray until you have the peace of God and you have peace of mind. This week, before I let you go, this week, put him to the test. Whatever's bothering you the most, whatever thing is bothering you the most, the thing you're worried about the most, the thing that you got in your head, get on your knees, get in your bed, whatever it is, and pray until you have peace of God that he's going to answer that prayer for you. And that you're fine, that you're totally at peace with however he answers that prayer. Take your needs to your heavenly Father. Good night.